All right. Let me move back to agenda item number four and inquire whether Mr. Archuleta has rejoined us for this hearing on item number four.
I do not see him in the room, Mr. Hearing Officer.
I see that somebody
Mr.
has joined us on telephone. Is by any chance, is that Mr. Archuleta?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek Archuleta. Yes, barely on the phone. So
Okay.
I am here present for this particular case. With a disclaimer, I am here also doing double duty with a variance application here at the county. So I'll let you know if I need to leave, but otherwise I'm here present at the moment for this case.
All right. Mr. Archuleta, you have previously been sworn in. You continue to be under oath. Let me call this case. It is agenda, and I understand that you're doing double duty and multitasking. This is agenda item number four. It is PR-2023-008957, SD-2024-00058. It is ARC and Plan Land Use Consultants Agent for Brooke Wyman, requesting a preliminary and final plat for all or a portion of lots 11, 12, 14A, Block 10, Belmont Place Addition, zoned R-1B, located at 621-625 James Avenue Northwest, between the Harwood Lateral and 6th Street, containing approximately 0.297 acres. Property owner is Wyman Brooke. Is that right? Or is it Brooke Wyman? Well,
Mr. Hearing Officer, it's the opposite, Brooke Wyman.
Brooke Wyman. And the request is
Correct.
specifically for a lot consolidation, three lots into one lot determination, also a determination letter for sidewalk and landscape buffer. I'm recognizing that you're there on the phone, Mr. Archuleta, if you could give a brief description of your application.
Mr. Hearing Officer, members of the DFT, as you described it, it is correct. The property owner is looking to complete this lot consolidation before you all this morning, with the intentions of adding a bedroom to her existing house. As a result of the internal lot lines, that can't be accomplished until the consolidation is completed. Thank you.
All right, and I thank you. Now is the time for any members of the public to identify themselves. Are there members of the public who are here to speak on this agenda item number four? Please identify yourselves. Hearing none, we will proceed with the members of the development facilitation team, beginning with Mr. Gutierrez at the Water Authority.
Hey, yeah, this is David with the Water Authority. We have no objections to the application. Thank you.
Thank you. Now to code enforcement, Mr. Ibarra.
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcelo Ibarra with code enforcement comments. Just a few comments. Property is located within the R1B zone. It must meet dimensional lot standards as per the IDO. Section 51C, table 511 should appear to meet. Property is within an area of consistency as well. However, as per the discussion on August 16, 2023, DFT sketch plat, the property is simply trying to remove interior lot lines to bring property into conformance for the purpose of adding an addition to the existing home. This is not considered construction of new low-density residential development, and therefore the contextual lot size requirements of IDO 51C2 do not apply. Lastly, any additional modification of the home must meet setback requirements as per the IDO on table 511. If the existing home does not meet setback on driveway requirements, it is allowed to continue as an existing nonconformance, but any modification that would affect those areas would require a variance to be obtained prior to those modifications, or be modified to meet current IDO standards and driveway requirements. Other than that, Mr. Hearing Officer, Code Enforcement has no further comments or objections.
And just thank you, Mr. Ibarra. In order to just be sure about this, did you have any comments on the issuance of a determination with respect to the sidewalk or the buffer, the landscape buffer?
In regards to this case, Mr. Hearing Officer?
Yes.
There's nothing to my knowledge.
Okay, that's fine. And I thank you. We go now to Ms. Phelan with Parks and Rec.
Good morning. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any comments or objections on this project. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now we go to Hydrology, Mr. Tiquan Chen. We'll see if we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you. Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
And thank you. We move now to Transportation, Mr. Armijo.
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. As James Avenue is a fully developed residential cul-de-sac, the justification for leaving the sidewalks and buffer as is acceptable to transportation. We have no objections.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. And now we go to planning. Is that Mr. Ibarra?
This is me, Robert Webb.
Oh, Mr. Webb. Thank you.
No problem. This is Robert Webb with planning. We just wanted to confirm that the dimensional standard requirements for that with the existing structures would not be affected by the replat. It didn't appear so. We just wanted to confirm that with Mr. Archuleta.
Mr. Archuleta, can you respond?
Mr. Hearing Officer, Mr. Webb, that is correct. They will not be impacted.
Okay. Sounds good. And we had quite a few development notes for you for the area because I understand the owner's going to be doing some projects. So just share those with him. If you guys have any questions, reach out. Other than that, we just had some of our standard comments that I'll put in the chat now.
If you would put those in the chat. And I thank you. All right. There were no members of the public who identified themselves. I see no change in that. And so there's no need for a cross-examination. Mr. Archuleta, do you have any final statement or comment?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Derek again, just appreciating the efforts that you've made to accommodate me this morning. Otherwise, specific to the lot consolidation, nothing else to add. Thank you.
Okay, and I thank you. And in the matter of PR 2023-008957, application SD 2024-00058, preliminary and final plat, the DHO approves the application because it complies with the requirements of the IDO and the DPM. With respect to the requested determination to maintain the existing sidewalk width without additional width being granted, that determination is approved. And with respect to additional conditions on this approval, the project and application numbers must be added to the plat before final sign-off. The Aegis DXF approval must be submitted before final sign-off, and the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per the IDO. With that, and without any additional comments or issues, this matter is approved. Thank you.